You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant financial topics and conversations about today's ever-changing financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and today we're going to continue our Top 2 Tuesday series talking about investments and investment advice. Now, we've invited Christopher Phillips back into our studio. We told you all about who he is and what he does and how he got here last episode, so if you want to know all that info, jump back onto WLEN and grab that recording. We've got so much to go over today. Christopher, I'd like for us just to jump right in. So again, you are Christopher Phillips, head of our wealth management department. Welcome back. You've got point number two. What do you have for us today?
All right. If you recall, the first point that we made was not planning. The second is not staying disciplined to that planning. And so the first thing that we're going to tell you to help you stay disciplined is to avoid the headlines and to avoid the news. So you can all turn on the financial channels on your radio, on your TVs, and you can see some guy screaming at you to sell or to buy. We think that that's a bit of TV flair, radio flair, and is really not useful to the conversation. The guy yelling at you to buy or to sell doesn't know what you planned for. He doesn't know what your investment policy statement says. So we're going to just say ignore that. Ignore the hype of the news and try not to react to it. And again, going back to that plan is really important. The second point is that whether you're doing it on your own or you're doing it with an advisor, which we would recommend, is to stay coachable. And so it's in those moments of despair or those moments of high emotional stress where you kind of react to things. And in those moments is when you really have to dial in and you really have to stay disciplined and go back and review, again, that investment policy statement that we talked about. So we would recommend that just remember to stay disciplined. You can help yourself to do that by avoiding headlines and the screaming people on TV. Return to your investment policy statement to review and to center yourself. Stay coachable and listen to advisors.
So let me ask on that. Are you saying that if I get my financial advice from social media, that's probably not the best source?
It's probably not the best source.
I mean, this is radio, right? We're recording on radio. And I mean, well, we'll use the word sensationalism when it comes to news. That's what sells, and that's what drives listeners. But what really should drive is the same way, like if you're building a house. You have a plan, and if you decide now to go outside that plan, you're going to add, marble countertops and ceramic tile when your budget was only a certain direction. Those kinds of decisions can cause loss, cause danger to your home. What are some ways that if I don't follow my plan, if I do listen to advice, the person that's yelling the loudest or has the most emotion in their voice, whether we are talking about, news or social media or anything like that, what are some things that may happen?
Well, so you can go off course, and that's the first thing. And if you use the budget analogy of house building, if you build a house, you understand that you have so many dollars allocated to cabinetry. And so when you go in the showroom and you see all this wonderful cabinetry, you got to stay focused that, yes, maybe your budget, you really love the more expensive customized, cabinetry, but your budget is X. And staying within that means that you can go ahead and upgrade the flooring or upgrade the windows. And so that it's that disciplined approach and it's that remembering of that investment policy statement or that budget, because every decision that you make has a consequence, sometimes intentional consequences and sometimes unintended. So you want to make sure you're staying true and keeping that goal top of mind as you move forward. And again, try to avoid craziness of the media.
So it's good that you started off last week talking about having that plan, and then now the focus again, you know, today for our first thought is to remain disciplined to that, because that plan has a specific goal in mind, an end goal in mind. And when it comes to investing, would you say that we're kind of playing the long game, or is it more short term that we're looking at when it comes to those plans?
It depends. And so sometimes you have long range plans, retirement, for example, or sometimes you have short-term plans, like I want to save enough money to build a house and I need X dollars to go down to begin that construction project. We have different pots of money doing different things, and so those goals can work together to achieve your ultimate goals. But to answer your question, you can have short-term and long-term goals.
But at the end of the day, reacting and responding with emotion is going to do the same thing to your short and your long-term goals as it will to, again, using that house building analogy. You just have to stay disciplined and stay on that course. Yeah. Awesome.
Before we move on, it doesn't mean that your goals can't change. And oftentimes they do. You know, what we think retirement looks like now, as I'm 15 years away, 16 years if my wife is listening, away from retirement, what I think retirement looks like for me may not look like there when I say I'm 2 years from retirement. Because you have a plan and a goal today doesn't mean it can't change. It should change. We expect it to change. But if the goal changes, oftentimes the plan needs to change along with it.
Which, again, ties in a disciplined approach to planning, a disciplined approach to follow through with
yes,
that plan.
Absolutely.
Good point. What else do you have?
All right. So the next section is a little bit more geeky on the investment side. When we talked about setting that investment policy statement, in that investment policy statement, you stated what your asset allocation looks like. How much or what percent did you want to invest in the equity markets? What percent did you want to leave in cash? What percent did you want to keep in the fixed income markets? And so we would recommend that you rebalance that portfolio on a semi-annually or annually basis. A portfolio can drift as the market returns. You can say that you had, if you wanted to have 60% of your dollars in equity markets, you know, that can go to 65, that can go to 70. And so then you've taken on more risk than you anticipated. So staying true to that asset allocation, again, going back to your investment policy statement, letting that drive your decision, and then being disciplined in the approach of rebalancing. So those people who stay disciplined in the approach, they have a better control of their risk tolerance, which means their risk management practices, but also in terms of performance, rebalancing and not allowing drift in the portfolio will guarantee a more solid return, studies have shown.
So in layman's terms, rebalancing is the same thing as let's go back to that house building project. Okay. I am 50% done with building my home, and I'm going to look and see kind of where my cost overruns are and where I need to tweak a little bit. So that's kind of the same what we're talking about when it comes to investments, right? How are things performing? Am I on track? You said, you know, annually or semi-annually, let's rebalance and make sure that I am pointed in that right direction. So we have that plan, we have the disciplined approach, but it's also let's pause and take a minute to look at, are we really on track and what changes do we need to make?
Absolutely. So when we're looking at the portfolio, you know, you can use the 6:30 kind of midway point and the 12:31 point. Looking at that statement is to say, is the portfolio drifted? Is it time to, this disciplined approach of rebalancing allows you to buy in the equity markets when equities are lower and sell out of the equity markets when the equity is higher to return to that 60-40. So the goal of investing is to buy low, sell high, and this rebalancing approach forces you to do that. So you're buying in when the market is lower, you're selling out when the markets are higher.
Excellent advice. And again, we just run long in our time, so we have to join us for next week's, and we're going to finish it up. I wanted to tell our listeners, thank you again for joining us for the CNB Community Corner. You can hear us every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 6:15 p.m. We're going to continue to talk about relevant financial information. Today's financial world is constantly changing. Listen in to stay on top of that. This has been a part of our Top 2 Tuesday program. I'm Steve Kuiper, Branch Manager in Adrian. Our sound engineer is Brad Taphouse, Senior Marketing Specialist, and it has been a privilege again to welcome Christopher Phillips into our studios to record with us today. Christopher, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.